in the limelight.
Iranian sovereign independence threatens U.S. imperial interests by encouraging other nations under its yoke to break free. The U.S., NATO, Israeli regime and their imperial partners threaten regional and other nations worldwide that won't sacrifice their sovereign rights to a purported higher power in Washington. The article you're about to hear has been authored by Stephen Lenman, a Chicago-based author, research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization, and host of the Progressive Radio NewsHour. The piece is titled, Islamic Revolution of Iran Threatens U.S. Imperial Interests. Please stay with us for more of Stephen Lenman's article. The 10th of February marks the 42nd anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. It ended a generation of U.S.-installed tyranny that deprived Iranians of their fundamental rights. Iran regained control over its sovereign independence and natural resources, the U.S. no longer able to plunder them. For Iran and its brave and faithful people, there is no turning back to control by a repressive foreign power and its installed puppet regime. Iranian sovereign independence threatens U.S. imperial interests by encouraging other nations under its yoke to break free. The U.S., NATO, Israeli regime and their imperial partners threaten regional and other nations worldwide and won't sacrifice their sovereign rights to a purported higher power in Washington. In late 1947, Iran demanded more revenue from its own oil. The Anglo-Persian Oil Company, APOC, refused. In 1951, 1 month before Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh became Prime Minister of Iran, Parliament nationalized the Anglo-Persian Oil Company. Supposedly, fair compensation was paid. Iran tried but couldn't resolve its revenue-sharing dispute. Imperial USA and Britain then and now want unchallenged control over Iran, its resources and its people. Economic sanctions and an oil embargo followed back then. British banks froze Iranian assets. Major Anglo-American oil interests supported London. Today's anti-Iranian repression by the United States is much like what occurred then in new form. In 1953, CIA operative Kermit Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt's grandson and Franklin's cousin, engineered the agency's first ever coup. Democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh was ousted. At the time, the New York Times called him the most popular politician in the country. Nonetheless, a military showdown followed against pro-Mossadegh officers, with each side staking their careers on the outcome. He was deposed. Mohammad Reza Shah Pahlavi replaced him. Sanctions were lifted, the US and Britain regaining an Iranian client state until February of 1979, when the same Anglo-American interests were cut off by the revolutionary Iranian people and Mohammad Reza Shah Pahlavi was removed from power. As late as 1977, Jimmy Carter called Iran an oasis of stability. He ignored years of brutal regime repression. In January of 1979, things came to a head. The Shah fled the country. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, returned from exile in Paris and proclaimed the Islamic Republic with overwhelming public support. American officials, however, thought that they could control him and Iranian oil, but they miscalculated. Free from Western dominance, Iran didn't look back to this day. Tensions built over time. They reached a boiling point during President Donald Trump's tenure that included all-out US war on Iran by other means, short of things turning hot. Since Iran regained its sovereign independence, it's been targeted by the United States and its imperial partners for regime change. Iranians reject the notion of U.S. and Western control regained over their country. Annually, Iranians commemorate the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Nothing like it ever occurred in the United States. When people have nothing to celebrate, they don't. Years of protests were needed for meager social gains. Racism and class divisions defined the United States from inception up until today. Constitutional law legitimized slavery. Blacks were commodities, not people. Only adult white male property owners could vote. Women were considered childbearing, homemaking appendages of their husbands. Except for the U.S. ruling class, other adult white males couldn't vote until property and tax requirements ended in 1850. States elected senators until the 1913 17th Amendment enfranchised citizens. Native Americans had no rights at all until the 1924 Indian Citizenship Act. It partially returned what no one had the right to take away in the first place. Today, Native Americans are treated like serfs, not U.S. citizens. Women's suffrage wasn't achieved until the 1920 19th Amendment, after nearly a century of struggle. The 1865 13th Amendment freed black slaves. The 1870 15th Amendment gave them what wasn't achieved until passage of the landmark mid-1960s Civil and Voting Rights Acts. They abolished long-standing Jim Crow laws, now re-emerged in new forms. Today, virtually all hard-won gains are lost. African Americans have no reason to celebrate. Neither do Latinos and all working Americans exploited by corporate predators complicit with both right-wing of the U.S. one-party state. Early America was repressive and unfair. Today, things are much worse. Democracy is a pure fantasy in the United States. It exists for the privileged few alone that benefit by exploiting ordinary people at home and abroad. Freedoms are eroded en route to disappearing altogether. On 20th of January, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris replaced Donald J. Trump. Looking ahead, things are more likely to worsen than improve. Diverging from the official narrative increasingly is considered a threat to national security. Speech, media, and academic freedoms are threatened. Censorship, the new abnormal. Nations free from U.S. control are targeted for regime change. Favored U.S. tactics include war by hot and or by other means. Joe Biden called on Congress to pass the repressive Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. If enacted into law, it will be another nail in the coffin of disappearing freedoms in the United States by targeting for elimination what free and open societies hold dear. When dissent is redefined as terrorism, censorship becomes the new abnormal, along with totalitarian rule. That's where the United States is heading. As for relations with Iran and other nations from U.S. control, normalizing them is considered a threat to America's national security. Whatever the fate of the landmark Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action ahead, U.S. relations with Iran and other nations free from its control will remain hostile. No matter which wing of its war party runs things, the United States can never be trusted, because sooner or later it will breach whatever it has agreed to. I see nothing ahead that encourages me to believe positive change in how the United States operates is possible.